Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. CBS's Willie James Inman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhone and iPad after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. CBS New York's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett has this.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games. Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
Now that the SAG-AFTRA board has approved a tentative actors contract, the membership will soon get to vote. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland says it includes over $1 billion in new wages and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds, and we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
And actors do not have to wait for the ratification. They can start acting now. In fact, some of them already have started. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a two-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggihoe, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Steelers Sunday at noon. The game at Acrisure Stadium. That's an insurance and security firm that's grown from $37 million to $3 billion in just the past 10 years. They've also developed usage of artificial intelligence. The Steelers defense has a problem to solve getting off the field on third down. They're great in the red zone, not so much in the middle of the field. Linebacker T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely putting an emphasis on three and outs, just trying to get off the field. I mean, anywhere you look, the really elite good defenses are on the sidelines a lot. And that's something that we're trying to do. And I feel like we're moving in the right direction, but by no means are we there yet.
What's helped the Packers' offense? Having running back Aaron Jones on the field, quarterback Jordan Love.
Just his presence out there on the field, you know, the defense has to account for him at all times. They got to know where he's at and what he's doing. He's a playmaker. You know, the more we can get him the ball, the better.
It's the Packers' quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 27. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 45. Overcast tomorrow night, 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour. Happy to be partying with you in the WAUK studios. Got Anya looking at us, sort of the admiration in her eyes. It's so apparent even through the glass, Tom. And we got Nate back in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, WMDX. Everybody, shout out KTNF, shout out WCPT, shout out all across the state of Wisconsin. Now is the time for the airing of the grievances. Apparently, whoever the booker is screwed this one up.
So we've
got plenty of time for your calls.
Your calls right now, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got some, Crudy. I'll go first if you want to.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Now you're going to hear about it. Let me throw this one out there. You know, me being the anti-fascist that I am. The Hill reporting late yesterday.
Anti-fascist or anti-fashionable? I'm sorry.
Maybe a little
continue.
Both. Come on. This is a Devil's Advocate t-shirt. This might be the last one on earth right
now. Oh, I got
as
that
we speak.
Same t-shirt in my car in the back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Packed it for the cabin.
Here is one of the grievances, folks. We don't have t-shirts yet. This is an old t-shirt, but we're working on it. 844-967-2789.
There's a specific grievance about the lack of swag. Wait.
Okay.
I have something to bring to your attention.
We have audience grievance.
There is an audience
grievance.
You can
text your grievance. Use the Civic Media app. You can text in your grievance.
I may have to paraphrase here, but it was effective. Oh, here it is. Another grievance. Where can I buy some show-specific swag? Need a Devil's Advocates t-shirt for Christmas. Otherwise, I'm going to start printing and selling Todd Alba's face on a shirt as a side hustle. I mean, they're starting, the natives, they're getting restless now.
better get that swag out there.
We need a swag store.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the grievance, Crudy.
I technically have two golf shirts at the filing cabinet at home, the one next to the liquor cabinet that's full. But I still got two special, never been worn golf shirts. We could give them away someday.
Devil's Advocates golf shirts?
Maybe
don't. We don't have Devil's Advocates golf shirts. We don't. Devil's Advocates are t-shirts.
I also have Devil's Advocates hats, and I never shared with you because you don't wear hats.
You're talking about it. I wear hats all the time. I just wear good hats. 844-967-2789.
If it says Devil's Advocates on it, it's a great hat. You don't even merit a cool hat. You and your good hair and your salt and pepper your square chin.
Yes, yes. Don't forget my muscles. All right, let me get to it. Let me get to it, because this is a serious one.
I actually said nice things about you. I didn't even call you short.
Not you just did. The Hill reporting former President Trump said he could use the government to investigate his political opponents if he is reelected, suggesting in an interview that it would be fair game after the Department of Justice indicted him in two separate cases
earlier. It's already been brought
this year. Here's the quote from Trump. If they do this, and they've already done it, but if they follow through on it, yeah, it could certainly happen in reverse. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box.
Wait.
You understand that?
Let that sink in just for a minute. No, I don't understand that.
That nobody thought would happen. You know how he talks. No one's ever seen anything like it. They did something nobody ever thought would happen.
But they let the genie out of Pandora's box.
Out of the box.
Yeah. I think mixing his metaphors.
Not Trump. You know, when you're president, you've done a good job and you're popular, you don't go after them so you can win an election, Trump continued. If I happen to be president, I see someone who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. Mostly that would, you know, they'd be out of business. They'd be out of the election.
Wasn't that his plan for Hillary? Did lock he literally up? Try to get her investigated?
Now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things, he said, at the rally. Talking about the Justice Department, to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America. Okay, so obviously we all know that the president cannot direct and dictate the arrest.
Not under the old rules.
Well, see, so I think it is incumbent upon us to ask people like Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, and perhaps Representative Steyer, do you think that is wise? Do you support the effort of your man on the ticket? Donald Trump is your guy. You want to go back to all of his policies? Well, he's now articulating a new policy that since he has been indicted, that he would use the Justice Department, if elected president again, to go after whoever he sees fit because it happened to him. Do you think that's a good thing? Would you vote for something like that?
Well, Bill Glauber from the Journal Sentinel did ask U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today. He was also at the press conference, the Brian Stale Johnson, you know, co-authored press conference today. And the one policy, and this one had crossed my mind, y'all, you know, the good questions, I let it off the hook today.
Yeah, right.
This one I threw back and Bill landed it. But he asked Trump through the context, Ron Johnson, yeah, through the context of the GOP debate, you know, some of the candidates are advocating for, let's say, sending Green Berets into Mexico and taking on the cartel, let's say, just starting a little war down there. Would you also be supportive of these policies? And I think Ron had to think about it for a minute, but he said he was not.
Oh, he's not.
He's not supportive. Okay. Of not, starting not a yet. War in Mexico yet.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. Okay.
Good. He said no. I heard no. His lips said no, but his eyes said yes.
So I mean, but these are the realities of a second Trump term, and I think people need to understand that. And even though he may be a no now, you know what we've seen from Republicans that are now the megas, is they eventually come around to yes. And what they don't realize, and those that would vote for people like Donald Trump, is that eventually that comes around on you. I mean, who is it? Teal, the big donor right now. Isn't
you get some of that MAGA stank on you?
He's not giving any money this time, right? So, that you know, he's done. He's not going to do it, right? Yeah, okay. So now, all of a sudden, imagine for a minute, if you're Donald Trump, and this is, you're the president now, and now you don't have, I don't know, billionaires giving you the money you want. Well, you just stick your Justice Department on. Hey, Bill Barr. Well, Bill might not do it, but he could find someone. Jeffrey Clark. Go arrest that man. Perp walk him. I want to see him. I don't want to see him in
Fulton. I think I saw him down at Lolita Island when I was there visiting Jeffrey Epstein.
And I want to see him, you know, go through the motions down at Fulton County Jail. I want him, you know, yada, 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 yada. This is what he is openly saying he will do. These are Trump's words. Rudy, I'm giving you very specific examples. What else? Oh, perhaps I've seen it reported that Trump and his allies, if he gets elected, which he won't, but if he did, the Insurrection Act. Of course, there would be protests, because how could we possibly, you know, voluntarily let a fascist back into the White House. Well, any sort of protest, a women's march? Oh, hell no. Insurrection Act. Round them all up. This is what he's saying. This is what he wants to do. And I think people, you need to really consider that. If you think that's something that is valuable to you, if that's a core issue for you, you want to just what? Put down all your perceived enemies? You want Trump to be your retribution?
Well, if they can be the bully and not be the bullied down. Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of MAGA people that support it. As long as they get the club people, they're down.
844-967-2789. And I'm talking about an oomph club. Jim from Channel 3. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Well done.
Hello. So I just had a call because after I dropped the video off and left the station, got in my car, and the radio came on, you guys were on, of course. And then I hear Ron Johnson saying, and I say, isn't this what I just heard? So I was glad that you brought it up. Because when I heard him say that, I was thinking, boy, is he really saying this? And then I'm glad to see you kind of took it the same way.
It was newsworthy, man. You broke the senator on the stand today, man. You were like that risky business kid who never seems to age, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just listening to that press conference when all the stuff was being said up there at first was getting kind of, it was hard to take, and I just had to come back at him. And
Jim, you framed it, man.
What he said.
Well, if you're tuning in late, Jim was the one that asked the question at the Ron Johnson press conference today about whether Ron was specifically threatening to not fund Ukraine unless the Democrats came to his way of thinking on immigration, which was effectively a numerical cap on the number of immigrants, legal or illegal, and build a wall and back to Mexico policies. That's all being tied directly together with Ukraine policy. And after you hammered him about three times, Jim, he said, hell yeah, I ordered the code red. He said, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, Brian Stahel, he made a light allusion, but Jim, you hammered him. And you got a direct answer on the record, and that was the most newsworthy thing that came out of Ron's mouth today.
Well, you had some good questions, too. I looked at the video, and I had a two-shot there. And, you know, when Johnson said that, the congressman next to whatever his name is, he just kind of, you know, look at his face, and he just kind of looked over there and just kind of a little speechless, too.
But well, at one point... Well, Jim, if I recall, at one point, Brian Stahel, the congressman, after I had asked a succession of questions, he did point in your direction and say, is there any questions from over here? And then I think you hammered away, right, Jim?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
Jim, you're famouser and a friend of the devil's and excellent taste in afternoon radio fare. Oh, have a great weekend, man.
All right. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Shouldn't he be editing that for the 6 o'clock news right now? On.
He's done all the hard work. Someone else can do that. It's after 5.
That's a producer's job, that's right? That's right. Folks, we'll take your calls at 844-967-2789. You know, the entire audience has a grievance. I brought back Ron Johnson's son today.
Right.
It's like the old days. At least he's not here drinking a six-pack with you, Dom.
Thank
Woody?
You. Thank you.
Maybe on your day off.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere. Well, it was
nearly 7:00. Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines. It's Fair Thursday at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been checking the text lines. Even a pronunciation guide. Psilocybin, according to the texter from the 920. Here's another one. A revamped Wisconsin flag would need at minimum a quarter dedicated to justice, with a caricature cued in the line trio of Ron Johnson, Michael Gableman, and Scott Walker, all leg iron shackled in orange prison jumpsuits. What else we got? Good riddance, Joe Manchin. Even if we lose the seat to the GOP, at least we know which way they'll vote, instead having to deal with his and Sinema's BS, says Andrew from Verona. Matt from Germantown says, no third party. I wouldn't mind more parties in our system, but we can't split votes. Well, Dom, that's where the bad news starts coming in, because Jill Stein, the former Green Party candidate, right? Yes. She declared her candidacy.
Green Party again.
We know that Robert Kennedy Jr. Is a candidate. He's moved out of the Democratic Party. Apparently, he's making an independent third-party run. Now, you had mentioned Cornell West. I'm less clear of Cornell West.
Yeah, he was actually, I think, going for the Green Party, but then he backed out. Now he's running as an independent.
Also in the race. Great. And then I suspect Joe Manchin is going to be the third way candidate. They've already been spending money sort of laying the groundwork for this moderate question mark, this sort of split the infinitive guy to come in and be the way forward. Dom, I'm seeing a lot of Ross Perot's. I mean, I understand that these two candidates, the presumptives, Joe Biden, no one's going to beat him. It's not going to be Marianne Williamson. So no one's going to beat him. He's going to be the presumptive nominee of the Democrats, barring some sort of major health something. And the same for Donald Trump, barring actual imprisonment or jail. I think he will be the nominee of the Republican Party, Dom. So those aren't very appealing candidates to many of us.
Well, let me ask you, though. I mean, if Chris Christie and the Republicans, they decide they're going to bring it to the convention, and if Donald Trump, you know, gets convicted in the J6 trial specifically.
It's a private club. And they can play it however they want to.
Well, this is the whole point, right? And that's the deal. And Christie's already projecting that. I would concur. Yeah, Trump's going to be convicted. And if he's still at the top of the ticket coming into Milwaukee, that's going to be a problem for the Republicans. He may be the top of the ticket coming in, but I don't know if he'll be there coming out.
Well, that's especially what Paul Manafort's for. I mean, he was worried about losing the nomination in Cleveland. They were still trying to figure out a way to get rid of him. Remember, I wore the dump Trump t-shirt down in Cleveland. Republicans were cockeyed grinning at me at their own freaking convention, and I'm wearing a dump Trump, and he's the nominee t-shirt at his nomination speech, I believe, Dom, under, you know, maybe a sport coat.
Well, the American dream
up and all. Dead.
Well, that's the thing, though, man. So he's leading, and you know the timing is what it is. You actually think even if he comes into Milwaukee that he's going to come out with a nomination with a conviction? I mean, the polling from New York Times.
If he is one, I would the consider, prescribed and it said, over delegates,
Republicans, they're saying that.
Well, what's Chris Christie supposed to say? He's polling at 3%. He's barely on the stage at the undercard debate. He's only appealing to Democrats being forced to watch the debate like Clockwork Orange style with their eyes pried open, right? And then he might appeal to others who are probably still going to vote for the Democratic nominee no matter what. So my question becomes, What's he got to lose by saying that? I'm talking about Chris Christie. Now, I don't disagree with the sentiment. He's a former federal prosecutor. Obviously, he's got an axe to grind. Whether it's the fact that Trump gave him COVID, whether it's the fact he was looked over, whether it's the fact he was dumped, I mean, unceremoniously, he was either supposed to be the vice president or the secretary of state. And Jared Kushner apparently didn't like the fact he had prosecuted and imprisoned Jared's daddy. So Kushner, if the reporting is to be believed, pushed Chris Christie out. And apparently Chris Christie was also forced to eat the mom's meatloaf down at the Mar-a-Lago. And Trump got two scoops and Christie only got one. You know that set the man off.
Oh, man. Christie looks like, come on, he loves the ice cream. I mean, hell, even Joe got two scoops of ice cream.
Can you imagine a guy like Chris Christie being forced to eat whatever Trump tells him to eat?
You got to eat the meatloaf. Eat the meatloaf. I don't understand that kind of behavior whatsoever, ever, ever, ever. No, I do not get that mindset. No, my answer is no. Crudy, you're not going to make me eat something. No one's going to make me eat something I don't want to eat. I don't get that mindset. Who has that mindset? Are you kidding me? And you're supposed to be what? What, you want to run for something? And that's what you do? You kowtow to a guy like Trump? I don't have that mindset. No.
They all bowed and kissed the ring. I mean, even remembered when Donald Trump ran down Scott Walker from the debate stage. He came to my office looking for money. They all did. Because they all did. They all came groveling to the man when he was supposedly the rich man, you know, maybe could throw him a few chump change dollars. But now, what's Christie supposed to say? So playing out your hypothetical here, Dom, they want him out. But what if he's got all the delegates? And then who are you forcing him out for? I mean, if you want to galvanize Republicans, I'm just saying, if you want the man out, now's the time. If you wait till the convention, it ain't going to work. It is not going to work. Not without putting your entire campaign in chaos.
Well, of course it's good. Yes, that is the result for, you know, getting in the sandbox with people like Donald Trump. It is chaos. I mean, more chaos. And that is the constant. If there's anything consistent about the MAGAs and Trump, it is the chaos that they bring everywhere they go, everything they touch. That is guaranteed.
Okay, third parties. We saw this in the state of Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, I believe, 31,000 votes, if I recall, in 2016, something like that. Jill Stein had, what, 36,000 votes? Gary Johnson had like 150,000 votes. There were a lot of votes that were bled away from the two top tickets. And Hillary was not a very popular nominee. I know there are many, many friends of mine that still love Hillary Clinton. I don't count myself amongst them. She was not a popular nominee. I don't think in his current state, at least if you believe the polling, I don't think that Joe Biden's a very popular nominee. I think the entire strength of the Joe Biden candidacy is he's the guy that he thinks can beat Donald Trump. That's his prior claim. That's his prior claim to fame and good governance. I think he's put some bipartisan stuff together, but he's also going to get tagged with a recession or whatever comes down the pike. It's all going to be his fault, right?
Yeah, or the socialist. Real quick, Crudy, from CNN back in November of 2016, Trump stood 27,000 plus votes ahead of Clinton with 95% of the vote in Wednesday evening. The total support for Johnson and Stein, again, the third party candidates, was 137,422 votes. So 110,000 votes between the two third party candidates in 2016.
Those aren't final vote tallies. We went through a recount. Jill Stein paid like $3.5 million to make sure that vote total was accurate, if I recall. More devil's advocates. You can always be a part. I'd like to know. Third party. What happens? What happens if we throw a Joe Manchin, a Robert Kennedy Jr., hell, Marianne Williamson, Jill Stein, and maybe Dom's boy Gary Johnson in the mix? 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel is firing on Gaza again after a pause to help people escape the fighting, and some Israelis are fleeing to Hungary.
the place I live in, it's a closed military area, so we can't go home until we're going to have to get a permit to go home. We don't have a permit to go home.
The FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones as part of federal investigation into fundraising. Former FBI Director Jonathan School.
Did he have knowledge of campaign donations from the government of Turkey? Was he complicit? Did he direct them?
The SAG-AFTRA board has approved a tentative actors contract.
For the first time, consent, informed consent, and fair compensation guardrails will be in place around the use of artificial intelligence in our industry.
CBS News Brief, I'm Eric.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Ever says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW-Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC Excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 27. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 45. Overcast tomorrow night, 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road again. Crudy doing a field trip. Brings me to the first CD. Brought me to Whitewater. that was a place I didn't want to spend a lot of time. I spent 1 week, a baseball camp in Whitewater. I mean, I had fun that week, but
Whitewater, doesn't Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have a bunch of property in Whitewater?
Probably the popcorn magnet.
Yes.
Him and Reince Priebus and some other big shot GOP. Who do you know?
Went to school in Whitewater.
My college roommates. In
Whitewater. Yeah, they're almost as famous as you and I, Curdy, from La Crosse. Way better than Whitewater.
Way better.
Way better.
We won the WIAC this year.
What, way to go, Coach Larson.
Yeah. You know, the Eagles, the Screaming Eagles, shout out to the Eagle 1490 AM. The Eagles are probably going to the national championship playoffs. They actually do it the right way.
Oh.
NCAA Division III.
Wasn't we had like three in a row when we were in college, there, right?
Oh, God, man. I went to like four or five national championship games over my seven-ish plus years of college.
Doctor.
And whatever I was doing postgraduate there, working for a TV station. You know, some of that was postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
I understand we got a friend holding down. We like to think plenty of friends of the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Pizza Box Mike, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, you know why I never got my college degree? I went to UW Whitewater, man. Damn. No, it was a nightmare. I suffered many years there. But you should have asked Ron Johnson. It would have been cool if somebody would have said, have you raised any money for next year's recall election? Oh. think he might have got onto that. But what are you talking about? What? And lastly, Bill, I'm with Bill. I mean, Christ, who doesn't remember how our white ancestors came here legally and took all the land? And only after, like, cancel culture and slavery did they decide that now we need to put up some borders in this country.
Now we need two walls. Just ask Scott Walker.
One at the north, one at the south.
Well, I think it is a ridiculous argument and a pretty good point on my part that where were the borders before the white guys got here?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No question about it. Different world nowadays, though, man. We can't continue to live in the past, Michael.
Pizza Box Mike, our trash-talking friend and host of Outside the Pizza Box. What do you got going on tonight on the big show? 7 o'clock right here on WMDX in Madison. What are you playing out tonight, Mike?
You know, I think there's a real housing crunch, not just nationally, but internationally, especially after, you know, keep blowing up people's houses and towns and countries and what have you. And, you know, the gentrification for the upper middle class and upper class. So I guess you know where I'm at today.
I do.
Right on, brother. Appreciate it. Listen, Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box, come on up Civic Media Network at 7 o'clock.
844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. What do you got for us, Sharky?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for a great show. I really appreciate your on it, the spot on it. And I love it. I love it.
Appreciate it, Sharky.
So, Whitewater. Yeah, Whitewater. Now, you had the two names that were right. You had Boss and you had the other guy. But you had another fellow that was... Yeah, then there was a Ladwick. It was a James Ladwick Jr. It was her mother that was in. It was his mother that got indicted in the early 2000s for up in Madison for the senators and
caucus scandal. Yeah, part of the caucus scandal, right?
Right, caucus scandal. That's it. So Mr. Ladwick Jr. He's been busy. He went through the Racine politics like a bad overdue sandwich and the results of so he made it so interesting dude, I mean, but there's a lot to be had just in the Whitewater story. I never went there, but I just watched the various things that we've seen about all the slum lord talk and the issues of minimizing landlords' abilities or minimize renters' positions as a renter to take after your landlord. So, you know, they changed that. You know, Mr. Voss changed all that, so he was pretty safe when he goes into civil court. And so that's there's a lot of story left in that case. And with the three.
Oh, sorry, Shark. You didn't mean to cut you short, but it was Robin Voss and it was Senator Frank Lissay, who was a Republican senator out of the Green Bay market. Although my understanding is the house he claimed was his residence was actually a verbal home. And, you know, he lived somewhere else. But a couple of the private landlords in the Republican legislative leadership put forth legislation that made less rights for the tenants.
Made their lives easier.
And more rights for the landlord.
I mean, if you can't do constituent services for yourself, I mean, what is the point of having the job?
Well, maybe they were doing so at the bequest of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. And let's not forget, that's the very same organization that helped to draft the recusal rules for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you think, why would the realtors get that right? Well, they did so in tandem, I think, Don, with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And of course, they wanted to make sure that each Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, and this one came back to burn Robin Voss's ass, didn't it? That each Supreme Court justice had the right to make their own decision because they're generous donors to a couple of the former litigators on the court, let's just say, Dom. I think Prosser, who said, well, they gave me the millions more than a year ago. I don't need to recuse.
I barely remember it.
And Gableman, pretty sure the bad Bradley. Janet Protasewicz. I'm very excited that she's on the court now, Dom. And I keep bringing this up. I see pessimism in the air. And I said, I'm more optimistic right now than I've ever been in my life. Because come November 21st, and that's a short week, I grant you, but there's oral arguments and the recasting of the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation we have suffered through for the last 15 years. And when I say we, I don't mean Democrats. I mean all Wisconsinites.
Yes.
Because even the Republicans, the vast majority of Republicans are nice and reasonable people. The vast majority of them. And if you ask them a reasonable question, they'll give you a recent answer, but that's not how they govern.
Well, that's not the electeds, that's for sure. They got the R behind the name, so that's where they go. 844-967-2789. Jill from New Berlin, welcome. Jill, what do you got for us?
Hey, Jill.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that don't forget Brian Schimmel went to Whitewater, and I know this because my brother was his roommate for the first 2 years.
You're talking about the current chair of the Republican.
Hard drinking rock and roll drummer and living with Brian Schimming. That was quite the difference. So.
Well, he, of course, apparently was part of the false elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin and is now the new paid chairman of the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin and an old radio dog. We know him.
Yeah, he belongs.
I took a selfie with him this spring. Seems like a charming guy right up until he plots against democracy.
I mean, you're not going to go hold that against him, are you, Jill? I mean,
pardon me?
You're not going to hold that against him, are you? I mean, he was a long-haired rock and roll, you know, hard-drinking guy back in the Whitewater days, right, Jill?
No, that was my brother. He ruined that was your Brian brother. Schimming, and Brian Schimming was... Even as a freshman in college, he was the most conservative person you would ever want to meet. So he was rooming with my brother, who was a long-haired rock and roll partying guy.
How did that end up, Jill? I'm curious. Did they remain friends? Did they part after 1 year? Was it a forced roommate situation like your freshman year where you're stuck with whoever the school gives you? How'd that work out, Jill?
Yes.
Sounds like quite the
odd
couple.
It was an enforced roommate situation or just a random situation.
Yeah,
I was just a high school student then, but I used to visit on the weekends sometimes, and they got along quite well. But they roomed together just for 2 years, and then my brother moved off campus. So, but he was like, I can't even tell you how conservative he was, even as a freshman. You know, the button-up shirts and the cardigans, and I mean,
at Whitewater, he was the Alex P. Keaton of Whitewater.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Kind of like the Scott Walker clone in Whitewater. Yep. On student government and all that.
All right.
Scott Walker had
an
envy shimmings cardigan.
Pardon?
The Young Americas Foundation, I believe it's called.
I always get that wrong as well. They do have cardigans, though. I see Scott Walker wearing one often.
Weren't they bringing in some conservative, what's his name, Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro, last Monday.
Oh, that already happened?
Maybe a week ago. Yes, there was some pro-Palestinian protesters, but no real trouble.
Yeah.
Other than the fact the guy didn't have many original thoughts. You know, he is a right-wing talk radio host, Don, that seemingly is what keeps him on the air. Lack of originality.
If you are a radio host, that you are prepared and able to do anything in this
especially
world.
Especially if you're wearing flip-flops, right?
Especially. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, here's my grievance. This country's never happy, and I'm going to tell you why. How is it the Israelis can figure out when they had this horrible thing happen, this war going on, and 70%+ of their electorate wants their leader gone as soon as this war's over or sooner. But yet in this country where things are, since the pandemic, are going really, really well, 11.7 million new jobs compared to the last guy, barely 4 million. Inflation's down too. Unemployment's at 3.9, and yet we're sitting here bitching about our plight. There's something wrong here that the Democrats can't get this message out. It's going,
well. Let me ask you this though, Dick. Along the same
compared
vein,
compared to the rest of the world.
But it doesn't, does that, okay, doesn't really get the clicks though, does it, Dick? You know, if, hey, welcome, here's some cute puppies today and some butterflies, you know, is that going to keep the audience?
Yeah.
And I think the media has done a poor job.
Fear the hellhounds.
Reflect back from 2016 when they would show an empty podium waiting for Donald Trump to come out, you know, now perhaps some of that's waned a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, if it's a media-driven story, it's got to get clicks, it's got to get audience. Otherwise, it's really not a story, Dick. So I wonder how much is the media responsible for, you think, this attitude that we have about this country right now?
Unfortunately, guys, I think a huge part of it is that if you look at the negative stories constantly coming out, when I maintain we're doing pretty damn good here as compared to the rest of the world, and yet we just don't seem to be able to be happy with it. We should be ecstatic where our standing is right now compared to the rest of the world, and we're not, and I don't get it. I just don't.
Hey, Dick, I got a good news story for you right before the weekend. Jim Harbaugh, the head football coach at the University of Michigan.
Bear? Is he a former Bear, right? Is that Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't like him when he was at Michigan. I remember seeing him at Camp Randall back when they used to be able to penalize the crowd if the crowd noise was too excessive. I mean, and of course, you're a home crowd. You're trying to build the crowd noise, right? Make it difficult for the other team to call the play. And I remember Jim Harbaugh. I can't hear a ref. You know, and of course, he was lying. He was just trying to draw a penalty on the Wisconsin crowd. It was such an asinine thing where you could penalize the home team for the actions of the crowd. I mean, I don't know if you've been in the student section lately. They'd be throwing flags constantly. So if I have a good news story for this fair Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for the rest of the season. No Big Ten championship game. No FCS. No nothing, Jim. Sign stealer. That's a bad thing. Can't steal signs. It's like the Astros. Cheaters.
But they won.
Go down with Brian Braun and the Astros.
Then they win a
Jim
World,
Harbaugh.
They won a World Series, all right?
Bears is sucking. Come back. Never suck. Always great. Devil's Advocates. Just might get some sleep tonight.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dodge Show with Anya coming up at 6 o'clock.
I've got an intriguing headline for you, Dom. Sports. You wouldn't believe this is a sports headline. It was not a blog.
What?
What did Aaron Rodgers spill on the New York Jets sideline Monday night? It was not a bong. I bet it was a bong, Doug.
If you have to say it's not a bong, why would you have to say it's not a bong?
Aaron Rodgers has returned to the New York Jets sideline over the past three games. Rodgers is not playing as he continues his recovery from a torn Achilles he suffered in the first game of the season. That was sad. But he makes sure to sling the ball pregame with the cameras capturing his every move. Something else the cameras caught on Monday night that the former Green Bay Packers quarterback had with him under was a beaker-looking container that had a yellow liquid inside. Oh, like dirty bong water.
Ew.
Rodgers, if it's not bong, I don't like alternative B.
What was the ayahuasca? What was the other drug he was taking?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
That's not what I was thinking. Perhaps the results of his drug test. Rodgers had just finished chatting with someone postgame when he reached for a box, but out came a beaker and part of the liquid spilled. Oh, never spilled a bong water. Naturally, people had questions and made assumptions about what it could be, including Rodgers' good friend and Packers left tackle, never plays, David Bakhtiari. I need answers, Bakhtiari wrote on Twitter. WTF is this? It looks like a big triangular beaker I used in science class. That's not what it looks like. A little bit more here, Dom. From a rehab center on Friday, different kind of rehab center, Rodgers called into the Pat McAfee show for a second time this week to provide an answer. That was not a bong, first of all, Rodgers said with a laugh as McAfee referenced it as a bong. Be cooler if it was. It was a bottle of tequila that was gifted to him from a reporter. Oh, my God. Wasted the tequila on the sidelines.
Did you bring my tequila, Curdy?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't want you spilling.
Why? Is it open?
Well, not as far as you know. If you show up on the 18th, I got a bottle.
Man.
Here's the rundown with Rodgers. After the game, a 27-6 loss from the Jets, Rodgers was chatting with his good buddy, Hugh Coles, who played George McFly in the new Broadway play, Back to the Future. Sure, it wasn't Beetlejuice. Rodgers then reached for a box that had the Maestro Dobel tequila bottle. Am I saying that right, Dom? You've probably tried that. Which said he always gets from an ESPN Deportes sideline reporter, John Sutcliffe, when his teams play on Monday night. Here's the proof of that from a video Rodgers and Sutcliffe took before the game. Rodgers and Sutcliffe had tried to interview him in Spanish over the years. Wonder how that went. Oh, yeah. He's got his tequila bottle, Dom. Or is that a bong? I bet you could turn that tequila bottle into a bong. Did you ever do that sort of thing?
No.
Have you ever seen a Porfido tequila bottle? I think I bought you one through the years.
Yeah, it's got the little glass cactus on the bottom.
I should give that like as a Christmas gift.
That's a fine tequila. It's been a long time.
But you don't even like Christmas, and you don't give gifts, so you don't get tequila for me.
That's fine with me, man. I don't give them. I don't expect them. Let's just hang out and not worry about it.
Roger said the accident was partly Hugh's fault. I'm walking off the field with my Maestro Dobel tequila that John Sutcliffe gives me every time he sees me on Monday Night Football. Walking off, and I hear a British guy yelling my name. A British guy?
How do you know that?
I turn over, and here's Hugh, my buddy, and I see Hugh give him a hug, dap him up, go to pick up the box.
Oh.
Guano falls. Well, you know he swore there. Falls out, lose half my tequila. It's probably $50 worth of tequila on the carpet there, Dom. Rogers, a known tequila drinker like Dom after big wins, famously said he poured a big glass after the Packers drafted Jordan Love in 2020. Before Rogers' explanation, social media had plenty of theories. Did Aaron Rodgers fumble a bong on the sideline last Monday night? Maybe.
Alcohol on the sideline. It's terrible. I mean, drugs. Drugs on the sideline of professional football.
Would it be better if it was a bong?
I mean, it's weird though how people just, oh, it's alcohol. It's funny. It's accepted. But if it's bong, oh my God, was he smoking weed? That's terrible.
Well, wasn't it Snoop Dogg? Didn't Snoop Dogg get caught on camera clandestinely smoking a blunt during the halftime show at the Super Bowl? I'm pretty sure he got caught.
I mean, yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's like pulling over Willie Nelson's tour bus and finding weed.
Ooh, they did that too.
I know, man. Come on. Of course you're going to have some weed.
844.
It's Willie Nelson.
967.
And Snoop Dogg.
And Dom.
And Crute.
Rico.
And Rico.
From Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Awesome, man.
Hey, you do not want to spill that bong water in your car, man. Oh, man, that's bad news, bad news.
Oh, yeah, in the car?
Hey, I had to call
you. Oh, that's worse than having a dead body in the trunk, Rico.
Yeah. Hey, I had to call you. I heard the Sabbath War Pig song, and I thought, you know, I remember back in the day that was considered devil's music. You can't be playing that stuff. But when you listen to the words, it's really got a nice humanitarian message about it. Kind of like you guys, you know. That's what I was thinking.
Just take the time and to also, listen, Rico. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
and also about
tequila.
Ron Johnson earlier. Can I talk about Ron?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here, real quick. One thing that I did notice besides the code red that came out of Ron's mouth today was finally, after 7 years, they're going to at least call this thing what it is. It has gone from the wall, did you notice, to now he actually refers to it as a fence. Took 7 years just to get that out.
Build
what
that
more do you
fence.
Want? This guy?
Man, put that up
you
every time.
Have a good night, man.
Right, all right, we're going to take care, man. Appreciate it, man. I mean, the fence.
I've got some information.
Oh, okay. Please enlighten us.
Here's a grievance. I take it as such from the 920. Jordan Love is so bad. You're back to talking about Rodgers. Come on, my boy won last weekend. Another text. Rodgers was drinking pee. Probably not. Spilt it, but.
Well, I mean, does that help with the COVID-19?
My understanding from one of the texters, this one coming in from the 608, that bottle of tequila, $150 per 7.5 milliliter.
Oh, no!
Not even a full liter bottle. So, dude spilled like $75 worth. And when you say he spilled half, it's probably more than half.
Alcohol abuse.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Don't forget... Maggie Dawn, Anya filling in, and then Pete's Box Mike.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us.